My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Left you on my own, so it's
tomorrow morning, Sam Adams throwing this show a fifth birthday party, and can't wait to see you at the Tap Room downtown, 6 to 10, breakfast, limited edition, commemorative beer brewed by Sam Adams for this show on its fifth birthday, and we'll debut that tomorrow morning, and lots of special guests, and it is time for the Red Sox front office report brought to you this week by Timeout Market. Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. Also, the front office report brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that this show would not have been on the air for 5 years without the de facto approval of the program director of WEEI, our next guest, Sam Kennedy. Morning, Sam.
Wow, that's a quite a distinction, Greg. 5 years?
5 years?
It feels like 50.
I know. Sam, you're telling me. I mean, it's but yeah, you know, some had us at 5 days, but we've somehow been able to survive.
Congratulations.
Well, we are. Yes, Curtis?
I just want to just get it out of the way. Sam, I would like to humbly apologize. I was dead wrong on Alex Cora. And you and Mr. Breslow and the whole crew should be applauded for the way in which that was done. And I think it speaks volumes of the direction of the organization.
Wow.
Well, I think the earth is turning on the opposite direction on its axis right now. But I'll take that apology. Apology accepted, Chris.
Thank you.
And
good.
Of course, I'm kidding. But no, it was a really important move for the organization, and really excited for Alex and his family, and it's a great outcome for us. And he belongs in Boston, and glad he'll be here for the foreseeable future.
Well, speaking of Alex Cora, we are we're watching a month long hot streak here when it comes to Yoshida and Alex Cora. I think he said the offense is elite when that is going on. What's been the difference for that player of late?
Well, it's probably just getting totally comfortable to the adjustment. When you're playing professionally in Japan for the lion's share of your career, you come over, and there's a huge adjustment in every way. So hopefully he's really settling in, and we're seeing the player that that we thought we were getting when we originally made the deal two off seasons ago. So it's been great to see, and we've got to keep winning series here. It's a grind. We played well, but we also kind of got a sprint to the finish here with, I think, 49 games left.
Sam, in that same breath, I think some people were worried that we were going to have a repeat of some years past where there's shimmer of hope, there is excitement around the Red Sox going into All-Star break, and then exiting, there's kind of a fall off. Doesn't seem like that's happening right now. You guys have been playing great. What's been the difference with this team compared to the last 2 years?
Well, it's a great question, Courtney. I mean, we've sort of had the tail of two different seasons. When you look, we break down the metrics and you look at where we are. Our pitching has been sort of at or near the top of the league, which was always critical. Hitting was sort of middle of the pack, although the last month our offense has been really, really strong. Our outfield defense has been outstanding, and our infield defense has been woeful at times, although getting better. So certain parts of the game have been really, really strong, and others still need improvement and work. And got a lot of young guys who probably, to directly answer your question, have really taken that next step at the big league level. We've seen the performances from guys like Willy Abreu and Jaron Duran and Seydon Rafaela. So that's probably the biggest difference, coupled with the approach to the pitching, which Andrew Bailey has led extraordinarily well.
Sam, when you look at the team, I know players and manager try not to look ahead, but when you guys sit here and you kind of look at where you are and you look at basically this next, you know, the month of August and how tough your schedule is, how important is it that you finish this month in a position where it looks like this is going to be the playoff push, you know, come the end of the month, basically having to see Houston twice, Arizona, Baltimore? Is this something that you talk about with the players or maybe Alex, or is it just something that's a front office conversation?
We do, yeah. We talk about it not only internally at the front office, but with the clubhouse, of course. And it's a good question, Wiggy, because as we were approaching the trade deadline, we were looking at the most difficult strength of schedule in August and September, with a particularly hard stretch coming right after the deadline with the Rangers and the Royals and now Houston and then the Rangers again and then four in Baltimore. I mean, it's a grind. And so, yes, we focus on right now. Really, Alex has just been, the last couple of days, he's just been talking about winning series. Winning series, and everything will take care of itself if we can do that. We're 9 games over 500. We're not yet in that playoff spot, but we've also not given up on the division, given all the games we have left against Baltimore four remaining against the Yankees. So there's still opportunity to gain significant ground in the American League East, but it is a tough schedule in August and September as we go forward.
Sam, I don't know where you put the value of great clubhouse guys, but from the outside, it seems like Liam Hendricks is one, and he seems raring to go. Is he that kind of guy, like going into this stretch, that can make a difference from that perspective?
Yeah, I mean, 100%, Greg. And yeah, let me tell you something about Liam Hendricks. I mean, well, first of all, he's a little bit nutty, as everybody knows. He is out there, and he's hilarious. His sense of humor is incredibly dry, and he's an absolute character. But having the injury that he had, being sort of the veteran status, he has been around the club literally every day since he arrived, and he's been a huge boost to that clubhouse. But what I wanted to tell you about him is when we had Lisa Cherber and the Jimmy Fund trip, the teens came over to the ballpark. We do a event with them at spring training, of course, and then one at Fenway that's hosted by Mike and Christina Gordon, big Red Sox owners. And Liam met every single kid. He was right there talking to them, cheering them up. And it was extraordinary to watch someone who just gets this community, what the Red Sox are all about. So hoping to get him back on the field soon, and he can help us down the stretch here for sure.
Sam, just curious of the, from your perspective, we had Craig on last week, and he shared his thoughts about the relationship that was growing between him and Cora and how that led to the new contract. Just from where you're seated, was this something that was sort of growing and building all year long, or was there something that happened that led Alex and Craig to get together and work this out in the middle of the year? Because it was something that Alex himself had said to Jones and Mago that he really wasn't interested in discussing during the season.
Yeah, it's a fair question. I think that the maybe I just took it for granted being around here for so long. I you never want to assume something, but going through the interview process with Brez when we hired him last fall, it just really seemed to me like what he values and what he prioritizes within a baseball operation, it just made sense listening to him through that process that Alex would be the ideal manager for him. And we sort of had the makings of an elite baseball operation in every way, and their skill sets would really complement each other. But of course we made it clear that had to develop naturally and build on that relationship. Thankfully it did. And Brez came to us in ownership and said, listen, this is what I want to do. And it was sort of the same reaction, because it's like, well, Alex made it pretty clear he wants to wait until after the season and get through all this and not be a distraction. And Brez, you know, really took the bull by the horns and said, you know what, that's fine, but I want to engage, and I want to push that discussion now, which, of course, we fully supported, and he got it done.
Well, you brought up the Jimmy Fund. We are looking forward to next Tuesday and Wednesday being there at Fenway for what I believe is the 22nd annual Jimmy Fund radio telethon. So in Red Sox, you guys throw everything at this, and we can't wait to get that underway, and I'm sure we'll see you there Tuesday and Wednesday, Sam.
Well, thanks, guys, for supporting it. Yeah, it's been a couple of decades and one of the longest-standing relationships in sports. Excited for the telethon, and we're going to have a special component of the telethon to honor the late Larry Lucchino, who all of us know, your listeners know, as the legendary CEO of the Red Sox and the Orioles and the San Diego Padres. He's obviously missed down in Worcester and within the Red Sox ownership ranks. So looking forward to celebrating Larry, but also drawing attention to this horrific disease. So thanks for all you guys are doing on that front.
All right, Sam. Also, Journey without Steve Perry, less than satisfying.
I assumed you were there, Greg, and yep. I did not see you in the mosh pit for Green Day, but we'll hold a spot for you for whoever's remaining. I think we've got a few shows remaining.
I will be there for Post Malone. Will you be there for Post Malone, September 18th?
Of course, big Post Malone fan. Okay. I think we've got two Pearl Jams, so it's going to be a great September.
I believe I was told also a big Post Malone fan, Craig Breslow.
by the way, Craig Breslow's birthday today. So happy birthday,
right.
Brez.
Oh, happy birthday. All right.
Was it your gift to him that you would come on the show and he didn't have to?
Yeah, he got the day off.
All right, Sam. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That is Sam Kennedy, Red Sox front office report. Here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now. now brought to you by 99 Restaurant and Pub. The Sox dropped their final game against the Royals 8-4. Kansas City avoiding a sweep there. Cutter Crawford went 3 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 5 hits while striking out 3. The boys are off tonight before welcoming the Astros to Fenway tomorrow for a weekend series. Elsewhere in baseball, a hell of a night for Kyle Schwarber in L.A. for the Phillies. 3 homers for the former Sox fan favorite. The U.S. is now up to 95 overall medals, including 27 gold. They lead the way in the Paris Olympics. Men's basketball faces off with Serbia tonight at 3 p.m. So today, not tonight, my apologies, in the semifinals. And the NCAA has handed down a 4-year show cause order for Jim Harbaugh after determining the coach had impermissible contact with recruits and players during the COVID-19 restricted period. The ruling effectively means Harbaugh cannot coach at the college level for the next 4 years. The NFL has declined to comment on the matter.
Yes. Apparently at one point, he was only 5.5 feet away from a recruit, Curtis, not 6 feet away.
I mean, so, the major
violation here.
Our most healthy athletes were really in danger by Jim Harbaugh showing up at their house.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
Do you think he knew this was coming and that's why he decided to make the jump?
Probably, I guess.
Well, isn't the new head coach, what the hell's his name?
Sharon.
Isn't he getting hit with a bunch of stuff, too, with deleted text messages and a whole bunch of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it's a cesspool.
Yeah.
We will see some Pats in action tonight. And if you're at Gillette, go say hi to Greg Hill. The Patriots are taking on the Carolina Panthers at 7 p.m. at Gillette for preseason.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many quarters that will get in this evening. Little team building exercise. So
do like the starters.
How is it a team building exercise when your team's not there?
Who's part of it?
I mean, I'm part of several teams here at the radio station. You guys, of course, are my starters. But you know, as I would encourage all of you, interact with every department here at the radio station.
And Lindsay just sent a text, so she's actually going to propose to you at Post Malone at Fenway.
I want to go to that concert.
I would
accept. How is he live?
Really excellent. Good. Really
He's
good.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. I saw him at the Garden, probably it was before COVID probably.
Yeah.
So 5 years ago.
Now, okay.
I would guess. But he's excellent.
All right.
Really good.
You would love it. You want to do a field trip? All of us go to that?
I mean, I like Post Malone.
Curtis?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You're a big Posty fan.
Yeah, I'm not for me. But I would say this. Is he the second most, Taylor Swift's number one, right? Most popular concert?
Yeah.
Would Post Malone be second?
No. Beyonce probably on that number two.
Zach Bryan right now is probably up there.
Yeah, you're probably right. If you were doing just attendance.
Isn't Beyonce, wasn't she second to Taylor
she
Swift?
I thought she canceled her tour.
She canceled her tour in Pittsburgh this past go-around because I heard she wasn't selling great.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh? Uh-oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Beehive coming for you.
Well, I love Beyonce.
I'm just saying.
I thought
I saw her tour she was second to Taylor Swift for 500 million.
Yeah, I heard that she wasn't selling as well as Taylor, so the Pittsburgh show got canceled for that.
Beehive coming.
It's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nines. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with 2 choices of sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday. You got to love the Nines. Maybe Greg could take Shime to the Nines for that deal.
We are going to move.
Okay.
I double booked last night. My fault. Shime very kindly said, proceed with the potential client dinner, and he and I will, I would say, Monday, Tuesday, wide open next week, Shime.
Yeah, my schedule, very malleable. So.
Okay.
Okay.
I would ask this. Who's the guy that throws chairs off roofs? Is he his popular?
Morgan Wallen. He sells, too.
Yeah, he does sell.
He sells.
Yeah, he sells.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Courtney.
That's what's trending. I was just going to toss to you, Curtis.
Oh, thanks so much. Great handoff here. 68 degrees and cloudy. Afternoon high of 75.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I can't do this anymore with the argument, the full argumentation that goes on between Courtney and Wiggy during the
Wiggy
breaks.
Wiggy is so about, annoying. About, it's like, it's a, the brother I never wanted. Well, I never asked for.
She's capping.
I'm not.
It's about the dumbest things.
We had a conversation about it.
You become obsessed and angry about certain things.
I like Curtis. I don't like cappers.
I'm not capping.
Curtis asked the question. He asked the question
about right now.
Yeah, he said, Post Malone, would he be second or something?
To Taylor Swift. Right.
And I said, no, Beyonce. And Courtney then said, well, my insiders tell me Beyonce had to cancel a tour in Pittsburgh.
Correct, she did.
So then I went to 2023 top 10 music tours. And Taylor Swift, number one, mm-hmm. $1 billion. Second to her was Beyonce's Renaissance World Tour, $580 million.
Mm-hmm.
And third on that list was Bruce.
Oh, really?
Yep, who Beyonce crushed by $200 million because his tour did $380 million.
Yeah Curtis was asking right now, today, 2024. Greg just told me summer's over, so we're almost at 2025. You're talking about numbers in 2023.
Well, that's what we got to base it off our tour.
Zach Bryan is so different today than he was in 2023. So I just think if tickets were to go on sale today mm-hmm. for a tour, Beyonce, Zach Bryan up against each other, I think you'd be surprised. And I love Beyonce.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would think that Beyonce would dominate.
Where do you think the Patriots will end up ranking attendance-wise NFL season this season, Curtis?
Attendance is going to be tough because I think that a lot of the tickets are sold. And they don't do based on actual in-person. They do it based on tickets sold.
Is it still like that, though? Has everybody held on to their season tickets? So, I mean, I don't know if the wait list is, the legendary wait list is what it used to be. Or
I think a better gauge will be TV ratings. And they were in the 20s last year, which is still very strong. I mean, with Brady, that's like Tiger and PGA. Like, they'll never be what they were. Yeah. But I think it's going to be dependent on Drake May. there's going to be a push, if he doesn't start the season, to get him in there, because there's just, it's nothing personal with Jacoby Brissett.
Right.
He's just not interesting.
Will there be will it look empty on TV, like, or if you're there? You know, like when we watch baseball, some of the stadiums look empty. Is that something that we'll be able to visually see?
I mean, did you feel like you could see it last season? I mean,
the Jets loss at the final game of the season was rough.
Yeah,
but that was a brutal weather day.
Yeah. I didn't go to many games, and so unless you're there, you really can't get a good feeling of
it. In week two, you're hosting the Seahawks, a game you can win.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a gorgeous, you know, mid-September day. I can't envision it'll be empty.
I think obviously part of it is going to be what you look like week one against Cincy. Like, if Cincy comes out and just curb stomps you and your offense looks bad and you're like, ooh, this is going to be a long season, I think then some people are going to be like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to go. I don't think I want to deal with
it. I don't think they're going to judge based on 1 week with a rookie quarterback.
You don't think so?
I don't. Not 1 week, but if this is another no-go season, I think that they are going to have to try really hard to get people to come back and renew their season tickets. Like, season ticket-wise, people will have had enough.
Wiggy's right, though. It really all depends on what Drake May is.
Yes. And what Mayo looks like. If the team looks delay of game issues, like Curtis said, penalties, if they just look sloppy against Cincinnati in week one, you don't think people are going to be like, uh-oh, they made a wrong decision? Because you're a Bill guy. I'm a Bill guy.
If they're trash, I still watch. Like,
no, I'm not saying you won't.
What else am I going to do?
We're having the conversation. Will people go?
Well, I'm not going to watch. I mean, I'm a football fan.
Right,
I'm a Patriots fan. I watch.
Right.
I bet, my guess, week two against the Seahawks will be the toughest ticket to get since Tom Brady night.
What?
Yep.
Toughest. Well, there's been no tickets since Tom Brady night.
No. I meant like the Tom Brady game here.
Sometimes I think you just say things to like upset others.
Because they're gonna start the season 1-0, and people are gonna lose their minds. And that game is going to be that Seahawks game is gonna be sold out.
Yep. I mean, it is sold out. I'm right now. I'm on StubHub looking up Seahawks Patriots Week 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's
gonna
basically
be electric.
Face.
I can feel it.
Well, Chime, what?
I'm telling you.
Evaluation of Drake May when it came to your big board, what has indicated to you so far that you should be overconfident about the performance of Drake May?
I mean, it's all from what I've learned from him in the draft process. Like, I've seen growth in training camp. Like, there's been growth.
Nothing that did or did not occur in training camp is a factor at all when it comes to you determining what Drake May is going to be week one of the NFL season.
No, I mean, you've seen growth so far in training camp, which is good. That's the right direction you want to see from a rookie quarterback in his first week or two.
He probably won't even start in week one.
Right,
that's
I was just going to say, Shime, does it depend on if Drake or Jacoby starts in week
one? That's true. Yeah, Drake May has to be starting.
And which he probably won't.
I mean, unlikely.
And that's what I'm saying, Greg.
I still think it's likely. And I still think they beat the Bengals in week one. People are going to lose their minds.
Greg, think about last year and how many games we watched where the offense looked horrible. Mm-hmm. You're telling me week one against Cincinnati, offense looks bad. You lose 21-3. There's mistakes, penalties. You don't think people are watching that game going, I'm not wasting my time driving to go. I'm like, I watch it on television.
Okay. Attendance wise.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because
that wasn't that conversation. Like, people are not going to, they'll look to be giving away their tickets rather than going, I'm not driving all the way down there, sitting in 3 hours of traffic to see a team.
I mean, it's still football in the early part of fall. It's still beautiful. It's still, I don't know. There's a lot of diehards around here who I think there'll be a lot of them.
And there are a lot of guys where they don't book trips to Florida in the winter. They don't do big. They have season tickets.
Mm-hmm.
They go 9 games a year with their buddies. They get out there 3 hours before the game, and they'll do that. I mean, I think you might have an issue if we're looking at, you know, what is there a game in December, like December 15th?
Well, yeah,
and it's crappy out. It's sleeting. People aren't going to drive through that to watch a mediocre product.
When it comes to taking trips, who can do that
in this economy?
Right.
Good point.
Right.
I mean, I think it's also $30 parking day this year, which seems like a real win. By the way, around Fenway, when did it turn that it's $60 everywhere?
Well, everything's like that.
Everything is more expensive.
But $60 to park at Fenway?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Park at the Pru and take a walk.
Okay, I'll do that. But it's unbelievable that the team interest hasn't gone up. But so why is the parking rate? It used to be $30 at that great lot that they got rid of across the street.
When was this? 15 years ago?
I don't know. When I used to go to games.
I feel like everything now is $50-$60, whether you're going to an event at the TD Garden, you're going to an event at Fenway.
How do people afford?
Chris is like, gas up the Model T, honey. We're heading to Fenway.
Well, Greg said, hold on, Lindsay, propose to me. No, but like the tickets are $100 each, parking $60. How the hell do you afford to go to these games?
$100 for tickets to go where?
Fenway.
To see a ball game?
Yeah.
No, you can get a ticket for $10.
Okay. I don't believe
$100? Curtis, you are out of your mind. $100?
I think the average ticket price at Red Sox games is like $100.
No, but they still have the student tickets.
Right. Okay, so unlike Greg, we can't all act like we're still in college.
You can pretend you were a college student.
I bet you can get a Red Sox ticket right now for $30.
Let's see for tomorrow night.
There you go. You can easily find one for $100. That's a lot of money. Ain't nobody...
Okay, I was in the Sam deck. Lovely place. Right. I don't think those are $30.
That's the Sam deck.
Okay, never mind. Forget I said anything. It's free to go to Red Sox.
Oh, you can get $21.
There you go.
$21, section L37. Pretty good seats, actually.
There you go.
It's three times expensive to park as it is to buy a ticket.
Yeah, but a meal and a drink and a split appetizer is going to cost you $125.
Right. That's true.
It's actually a pretty good value.
See, Greg, that's why you eat before you go.
Throw some popcorn in the purse or something, or some, you know, craziness.
Green Monster, still pretty expensive.
Yeah.
$448.
Yeah. Well, that's a good seat, though.
Yeah, but
you know, I mean, you can get a ticket for $21 to go watch the Red Sox play.
Yeah.
You can jump on the T.
I love how invested the Twitch chat gets into our arguments.
Why? What are they saying?
They just get so outraged. Curtis moving the goalposts. What am I talking about?
Well,
it's crazy to take a family to a game. It is obscene.
You can watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI.
Good morning.
Watch a show on YouTube as well. And you know what? Thanks to Twitch. The growth of this show over 5 years on Twitch has been... incredible.
What up, Twitch?
So, it's really awesome.
I love the Twitchers.
How many people watch.
So. Greg, when we were talking Patriots, you know when I do see it potentially falling apart where people are like, they can go to a Patriots game for like, you know, like back in the day, a nickel, $5 will be the October 6th game against the Dolphins at home. Because if they go 0-4 and they look bad, I think that's when you start to really, because they only got one game at home in those first four games, and the other three are on the road, and it could be ugly based on who they're playing, Cincinnati, the Jets, and the 49ers. You could be sitting there going, ooh. Yeah, I'm going to watch the Pats from the crib.
And, Greg, I hate to correct the record on this, but P. Sheehan says that I'm criticizing the biggest audience of the show. We love Twitch. But there are far, far more people in their car or at their cube enjoying this on the app.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Listen, however you consume the program, we are incredibly grateful. Whether you do it on the Odyssey app or whether you do it on the radio, any radio station we have all over New England for you, whether you stream it at WEEI.com, thank you for being here for 5 years.
Are YouTubers?
Correct. All of them.
Oh, yeah.
And we hope to see all of you tomorrow morning.
Not all of you, but...
Wiggy taking the who do you not want to see? I thought you loved everybody.
No, I do love everybody. And you know what? Mm-hmm. If John in the car wants to come on down or New Whaler, I'd love to see them. Free hugs.
pull up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all good. I love to see the haters because then you can have a conversation with them. And you could, what I like to do is change their mind.
Yeah.
Sway them.
I liked when I ran into a former hater, no longer, at the Woodshed. He said that I had found his name on the interwebs and had responded to his text. And I said, well, I only do that if it's a mean text. So I know that you must have been one of those meanies. He said, I was out of line.
Really?
Right.
There you go. Oh. He changed
just
his mind.
A verbal apology, or did he send a written apology?
Nope, verbal. That's all I needed.
That was it. That's all you required.
Just verbal apology.
Did he come in for a hug afterwards?
Yeah, hugged.
Okay. Go hug it out.
Be careful.
Curtis said I owed everyone an apology for my suggestion that water polo is the easiest sport in the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, you do. I think I maintain that.
Greg, there's a sport of shooting. There's a guy who literally rolls up in like jeans and a t-shirt.
That guy's the best.
And the best. He's from, he's like
Turkish. No safety goggles, nothing.
Just a pair of glasses, walks up there, and he gets a silver medal. That is an easy sport.
Shine, that requires hand-eye coordination. How many times have you been in a pool in your life? 40?
Quite a few.
I happen to live with one.
How many times?
It's elevated.
How many times have you been in the pool with your bros throwing a ball around?
Yeah, where I stand in the water. Greg, this is an
Olympic
pool.
I've done it since I was 10 years old.
This is like
Greg, using that logic, it's like saying you play football with your friends and family on Thanksgiving. You could play for the Patriots.
Pole vaulting requires extraordinary hand-eye strength and nuts.
Yeah.
The pole does half the work.
Pole vaulting's hard.
It's an Olympics. You're doing two things at once. You're not only doing your sport, you're also cooling down because it's hot. Like, it's not...
Badminton is way more difficult.
Do you know what I'm saying, Wiggy?
I mean, I get the vibe. There's a lot of swimming, though.
Swimming? So what?
But it's treading water.
Treading water. Everybody treads water.
And you're all tackling each other in the water.
Okay. There's also people, like, jumping on top of you.
Yes, you've never tackled somebody in the water? People do it all day long.
Not in open ocean.
Pools all over the United States of America, people do it.
You're coming on my side of the road when it comes to water sports in the Olympics.
After 2016, they did a poll of Olympians who voted water polo the toughest Olympic sport.
No, they did not, Curtis.
Yes, I'm reading right now. Okay. Business Insider. They've never been wrong.
How do you feel about the fast walking?
That's nothing.
It's technical.
Why is that an Olympic sport?
Yeah, it's just some of the stuff is stupid.
I agree.
The pole vaulting is very dangerous.
Yeah.
That would be
and
nervous.
Hard. It's hard.
I would be like, oh, damn, I'm going to miss the little hole that the pole goes
in. That's the hardest one by far. I mean, you got basketball. Great.
Oh, yeah.
That's all NBA guys. You got badminton.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
I would agree with you on that.
That's a lawn game. I mean,
Greg, you would get smoked in badminton.
Oh, really?
Yes, you would. These guys are insanely good.
Greg, I would agree.
I have to say,
archery.
Newsheim is the best edition the show has ever had. He is the best. I love how much it bothers Greg.
I would agree that pole vaulting is the most difficult.
Somebody who their only experience playing badminton is on the Wii is not somebody that I'm afraid of.
No, I mean, I have played badminton before in actual real life.
It's the most.
I would love to see you play volleyball. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, shots fired.
Volleyball's not that hard, but it's the most difficult thing to do because you got to run with the pole. And the pole's like, what, 15 feet long? So it's
metal where you put the pole in.
Yeah, and it's probably not that big, right?
No.
So you have to have enough ability to build up enough speed carrying that pole, put it into a small hole.
That's what she said.
And
are they even like treading water the whole entire time?
Yes. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, they play
to me like it looks like they're standing up now.
No.
Greg, I have an idea. You know I'm an idea guy.
Yes.
Next year's roadshow, each roadshow has an athletic event where you and Shime take on each other.
I would love to see Greg in one of those water polo helmets.
Because we can end it at the Beachcomber on the beach down below at Marconi Beach there, whatever it is. There's a huge beach volleyball net.
I can tread water forever. Like, I was a camp counselor.
Yeah, like the water polo.
You are unbelievable.
What?
You would not be able to tread water for 1 minute.
At Camp Thoreau in Concord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I used to teach water safety. Like, I know how to, if I'm in the water, you probably don't know how to do this. I know how to remove my pants if I had fallen off a boat or something.
Yep.
Remove my pants, flip them over my head, collect the water,
oh,
and then float on them for hours,
okay,
if necessary.
Did you?
It's pretty
did
cool.
You also show them how to do cannonballs into a pool?
Well, that was a weight related failure.
I think the hottest thing with the water pole is going from a tread.
How
to
did
a
you
swim.
Not go with Fat Camp, Shime? That was right there.
But
great movie. Yeah.
I was probably at that Fat Camp. So
heavyweights, A plus.
But yeah, they could both do that. Like, they could do water polo, volleyball. Neither one of them could do, and I think this pole is vaulting, making Greg's point, neither one of them could do pole vaulting.
Right.
That's extremely
pole vaulting shouldn't
hardest,
be an Olympic
as
sport.
As I said, it's the hard. What?
It absolutely dumb. Should.
What? What do you mean
who invented
it should?
That, though? I keep. Like,
yeah, why? Who cares?
Like, how did somebody, like, in the 1920s mm-hmm. say, let's take a giant pole.
Mm-hmm.
And see if somebody can vault themselves up over a bar.
Right.
Like the high jump makes sense because you actually have to jump over it. But like the pole vault is dumb.
You have to, the ab work that needs to go into getting yourself on the pole first, right, getting your legs above your head to then get over the.
Yeah, but if everybody has the same length pole to right. vault with, everybody should be able, anybody that can do it. Yeah, and I don't discredit the fact that you can do it. Yeah, but anybody that can do it should be able to do it at whatever the highest height is.
No, because there's probably a way that they have to pull down the pole,
yes,
so the pole bends,
yes,
and then propels.
Correct.
Them. So right, that looks very difficult.
All right, we got to take a break. We are behind. Uh-huh. I got to get out of here right at 10.
Oh.
Because the Bland manager and I are traveling for a meeting.
Oh, okay.
Today together.
Wow.
Oh. Anything of importance?
We are going to scope out a future broadcast location for this program.
Nice.
We'll not reveal the location.
And about, you're going to the Pats game. It's a lot
yeah,
of work.
It's a lot of work. A lot of work.
Busy guy.
What do we call that?
Stress bragging.
Stress yeah. brag. We'll be right back. Chime, based on the previous discussion, Wiggy, until the break, Wiggy had yet to see the epic pole vaulter fail that yeah. occurred during the Olympics, where the guy got almost all the way up and then went backwards.
Scary. And it stopped. He was like up in the middle of the air, and he was
just
like,
didn't have the gumption yeah, to get up over the
it
bar.
It was like, all right, I'm stuck here now. Please fall forward onto that giant cushion.
Carl Tilga from Estonia?
From Estonia.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
They're not known for their pole vaulting.
Clearly they're not.
In Estonia, but I mean, the poor guy, probably that was his lifelong dream. It worked years and years and years. In some kind of a grassless rock pit in Estonia to try to make it to the Olympics, and then he got. But it is difficult. Like you have to have incredible arm strength to do that, Wiggy.
Well, you got to run with the pole up.
Yeah,
and then as you get closer, you lower it.
Yeah,
and the pole looks like it weighs a decent amount.
Yeah,
you know. And the other thing, it's constantly it's like a wet noodle, so it's constantly flapping.
Oh, here it is. If you're watching on Twitch. Curtis, have you seen this? This is extraordinary, this poor fella.
Oh,
the poor guy.
Gosh.
Oh, boy.
I mean, how do you live that down?
It's like a Dave Chappelle skit. Right then and there, he knew he effed up.
But why was he moving his legs like that?
Because I think he was trying to get himself to fall forward rather than backwards. He's like, you see how he's like stuck in midair, like yeah. right at the top, like, oh, right. damn.
Boy, that is unfortunate.
And that's
that
a
occurs.
Long way down.
Yeah, absolutely unfortunate.
Did the man die? He did.
Yeah, he did. The ratings have been great, though. Curtis, have you seen that? The ratings? Like 30 million people watching the Olympics.
The only thing that works is live sports on television. Yeah. And that's why these rights fees are going to continue to skyrocket. And it's been huge. I mean, they spent $8 billion for the rights, and people thought they were crazy. It looks like they got a bargain.
How much of that credit do you give to Snoop Dogg?
Oh,
I would say it all goes to Snoop and LeBron.
Do you see how much Snoop is making per day?
I did. It's almost as much as the city street czar.
Did you see it?
No, I have not.
Guess. Per day. Guess.
He's doing a hell of a job. So
per
I
per day, guess how much Snoop is making.
I bet he's making...
You'll never get it.
$250,000.
Nope. $500,000 per day.
What's he doing? Is he like...
He just goes around and goes to events. Yeah. Like he was at the track events sitting with one of the dude's moms yesterday. Right.
And he's like with Hoda Kotb interviewing families.
So Snoop's the only one to get away with it.
$500,000 a day. Good for him.
His play-by-play of a badminton match was tremendous.
200 of it he has to spend on munchies. That's the only problem.
But he pays his personal role of 50,000 a year.
Would you say Paris has the most gluttonous food? Like, if you were just to go somewhere where you didn't have to worry about anything, like the croissants.
Yeah. I thought it would be Italy.
No, because it's in Italy. You go to Italy and you think you're going to put on weight. You don't. No.
I felt that way about Paris, though. I mean, like, I felt like I could eat, and I still felt like I just had a salad.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't been there in forever.
It's the birthplace of the five mother sauces. So, I mean, everything has a sauce, but it's...
I never been to Paris, so I always thought like the food was like tiny and dainty.
No, it's good.
All right, I thought Italy.
A lot of cheese.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been to Italy.
But
either,
if you eat Italian food in Italy, it's very, like the Italian people are very healthy and they eat pasta all day long.
Well, I think Europeans in general are healthier. Like it's less processed. More like farm to table. It's just better. Yeah.
They eat pasta every day. They eat pasta every day, and they're not fat.
I don't know if it's as good. I went to Ireland, and their food was...
Yeah. Well, Ireland's not known for their food.
Right. Yeah.
But it's in Europe, right?
Almost every food in Europe is better than the food here.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't say that, Curtis.
Wow. Oh, my God. Really? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you think the food in England was that good?
The English food is not good, but the ethnic food in England is better than any of the food here.
Oh, okay. I can buy that argument.
Like, if you're going to go to a restaurant, the Italian restaurant in England is much better than the Italian restaurant here.
Oh, wow. So, okay. We got to go. But you reminded me, speaking of ethnic food, and this will appeal probably mostly to the WAAF show listeners, but I have an audio eulogy to deliver on the way out. Sad death yesterday at the age of 82. The man who was responsible for this audio, this great piece of audio from the old show, he was arrested and charged with dining and dashing on a Chinese meal at a restaurant. Oof. And this was what he said as he was being apprehended by the police and dragged into a police car.
But you just assured me that I could speak.
Sir, sit down inside the car. I'm not assuring anything. You're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what?
Come on.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cups.
Why did you do this to me?
In the car.
Get some cups. For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir.
Oh,
yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. Now, get your hands off me. Ta-ta and farewell.
How was that not in the tournament of drugs?
Because we haven't used it that much on this show. So
get your hands off my penis.
A succulent Chinese meal. Chinese meal. All right. We got to go. Tomorrow morning, we will see you, all of you, I hope, as we celebrate 5 years of this show at the Sam Adams Tap Room downtown, Faneuil Hall, 6 to 10. Can't wait. What, Chime? What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Oh, you were looking expectantly at me as
I'm
as
just
if
waiting.
I'm
waiting
something.
For the end cue so that I know when to play the musical stinger.
All right. So tomorrow morning, can't wait to see you. Wiggy on the gray bike. Rest of us will be there as well, 6 to 10. Guests, food, gift bags, all of it. Gresham Foyer next. Thank you for your patronage.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I had visions, I was in them, I was looking into the mirror to see a little bit clearer the rottenness and evil in me. Fingertips have memories, I can't forget the curves of your body. And when I feel a bit naughty, I run it up the flagpole and see who salutes but no one ever does. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. And I'm so hot, cause I'm in hell. Been around the world and found that only stupid people are breeding. The cretins cloning and feeding. And I don't even own a TV.
Well done, Chime. Based on the previous discussion, Wiggy, until the break, Wiggy had yet to see the epic pole vaulter fail that occurred during the Olympics where the guy got almost all the way up and then went backwards.
Scary. And it stopped. He was like up in the middle of the air and he was like...
Didn't have the gumption to get up over the
it
bar.
It was like, all right, I'm stuck here now. Please fall forward onto that cushion.
Carl Tilga from Estonia?
From Estonia. Oh, yeah, man. They're not known for their pole vaulting.
Clearly they're not.
In Estonia. But I mean, the poor guy, probably that was his lifelong dream. It worked years and years and years. In some kind of a grassless rock pit in Estonia to try to make it to the Olympics, and then he got. But it is difficult. You have to have incredible arm strength to do that, Wiggy.
Well, you got to run with the pole up.
Yeah,
and then as you get closer, you lower it.
Yeah,
and the pole looks like it weighs a decent amount.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing, it's constantly, it's like a wet noodle, so it's constantly flapping.
Oh, here it is. If you're watching on Twitch. Curtis, have you seen this? This is extraordinary, this poor fella.
He's it's like, how he's,
Oh, the poor guy.
Gosh.
Oh, boy.
I mean, how do you live that down?
It's like a Dave Chappelle skit. Right then and there, he knew he effed up.
But why was he so moving painful. His legs like that?
Because I think he was trying to get himself to fall forward rather than backwards. He's like, you see how he's like stuck in midair, like right at the top, like, oh, damn.
Boy, that is unfortunate.
And that's
that
a long way down.
Yeah, absolutely unfortunate.
Did the man die? He did.
Yeah, he did. The ratings have been great, though. Curtis, have you seen that? The ratings? Like 30 million people watching the Olympics.
The only thing that works is live sports on television. Yeah. And that's why these rights fees are going to continue to skyrocket. And it's been huge. I mean, they spent $8 billion for the rights, and people thought they were crazy. It looks like they got a bargain.
How much of that credit do you give to Snoop Dogg?
Oh,
I would say it all goes to Snoop and LeBron.
Do you see how much Snoop is making per day?
I did. It's almost as much as the city street czar.
Did you see it?
No, I have not.
Guess.
Per day.
Guess.
He's doing a hell of a job. So
per day, guess how much Snoop is making.
I bet he's making...
You'll never get it.
$250,000.
Nope. $500,000 per day.
What's he doing? Is he like...
He just goes around and goes to events. Yeah. Like he was at the track events sitting with one of the dude's moms yesterday. Right.
And he's like with Hoda Kotb interviewing families.
So Snoop's the only one to get away with it.
$500,000 a day. Good for him.
His play-by-play of a badminton match was tremendous.
200 of it he has to spend on munchies. That's the only problem.
But he pays his personal role of $50,000 a year.
Would you say Paris has the most gluttonous food? Like, if you were just to go somewhere where you didn't have to worry about anything, like the croissants.
Yeah. I thought it would be Italy.
No, because it's in Italy. You go to Italy and you think you're going to put on weight. You don't. Yeah.
I thought that way about Paris, though. I mean, like, I felt like I could eat, and I still felt like I just had a salad.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't been there in forever.
It's the birthplace of the five mother sauces. So, I mean, everything has a sauce, but
I never been to Paris, so I would think, I always thought like the food was like tiny and dainty.
No, it's good.
All right, I thought Italy.
A lot of cheese.
Yeah.
I've never been to Italy.
But if you eat Italian food in Italy, it's very, like the Italian people are very healthy and they eat pasta all day long.
I think Europeans in general are healthier. Like it's less processed. More like farm to table. It's just better. Yeah.
They eat pasta every day. They eat pasta every day, and they're not fat.
Which I don't know if it's as good. I went to Ireland, and their food was.
Yeah. Well, Ireland's not known for their food.
Right. Yeah,
but it's in Europe. Right?
Almost every food in Europe is better than the food here.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't say that, Curtis.
Wow. Oh my God! Really? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you think the food in England was that good?
The English food is not good, but the ethnic food in England is better than any of the food here.
Okay, I can buy that argument.
Like if you're going to go to a restaurant, the Italian restaurant in England is much better than the Italian restaurant here.
Okay, we got to go. But you reminded me. Speaking of ethnic food, and this will appeal probably mostly to the WAAF show listeners, but I have an audio eulogy to deliver on the way out. Sad death yesterday at the age of 82. The man who was responsible for this audio, this great piece of audio from the old show. He was arrested and charged with dining and dashing on a Chinese meal at a restaurant. Oof. And this was what he said as he was being apprehended by the police and dragged into a police car.
But you just assured me that I could speak.
Sit down inside the car. I'm not assuring anything. We're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what?
Come on, then.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cups.
Why did you do this to me?
Pop in the car. Get some cups.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good. Now, get your hands off there. Ta-ta and farewell.
How was that not in the tournament of drugs?
Because we haven't used it that much on this show. So
get your hands off my penis!
A succulent Chinese meal. Chinese meal. All right. We got to go. Tomorrow morning, we will see you, all of you, I hope, as we celebrate 5 years of this show at the Sam Adams Tap Room downtown, Faneuil Hall, 6 to 10. Can't wait. What, Chime? What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm looking expectantly at me as if I was
supposed to say something. Oh, no, I'm just waiting for the end cue so that I know when to play the musical stinger.
All right, so tomorrow morning, can't wait to see you. Wiggy on the gray bike. Rest of us will be there as well, 6 to 10. Guests, food, gift bags, all of it. Gresham Foyer next. Thank you for your patronage.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.